and he told the American ambassador, William Dodd, that he was in accord with the president in the view that the virtue of duty, readiness for sacrifice and discipline should dominate the entire people. These moral demands, which the president places before every individual citizen of the United States, are also the quintessence of the German state philosophy, which finds its expression in the slogan, "The public weal transcends the interest of the individual." Mussolini was even more assiduous in claiming the New Deal as an incipient fascist phenomenon. He reviewed FDR's book, Looking Forward, saying, in effect, "This guy's one of us. The appeal to the decisiveness and masculine sobriety of the nation's youth, with which Roosevelt here calls his readers to battle, is reminiscent of the ways and means by which fascism awakened the Italian people." Mussolini wrote that FDR understood that the economy could not be left to its own devices and saw the fascistic nature of how the American president put his understanding into practice. "Without question, the mood accompanying the sea change resembles that of fascism," he wrote. He later reviewed a book by Henry Wallace proclaiming, "Where is America headed?" This book leaves no doubt that it is on the road to corporatism, the economic system of the current century. The Volkischer Beobachter also noted that many passages in his book, Looking Forward, could have been written by a National Socialist. In any case, one can assume that he feels considerable affinity with the National Socialist philosophy. In a famous interview with Emil Ludwig, Mussolini reiterated his view that America has a dictator in FDR. In an essay written for American audiences, he marveled at how the forces of spiritual renewal were destroying the outdated notion that democracy and liberalism were immortal principles. America itself is abandoning them. Roosevelt is moving, acting, giving orders independently of the decisions or wishes of the Senate or Congress. There are no longer intermediaries between him and the nation. There is no longer a parliament, but an état-major. There are no longer parties, but a single party. A sole will silences dissenting voices. This has nothing to do with any demo-liberal conception of things. In 1933, members of Mussolini's press office recognized that these statements were starting to hurt their putative comrade-in-arms. They issued an order. "It is not to be emphasized that Roosevelt's policy is fascist because these comments are immediately cabled to the United States and are used by his foes to attack him." Still, the admiration remained mutual for several years. FDR sent his ambassador to Italy, Breckinridge Long, a letter regarding that admirable Italian gentleman, saying that Mussolini is really interested in what we are doing, and I am much interested and deeply impressed by what he has accomplished. Perhaps Norman Thomas, America's leading socialist, put the question best. "To what extent may we expect to have the economics of fascism without its politics?"